Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
ये बात तो ऐन हकीकत है, कदमों में तेरे जन्नत है। ये बात तो ऐन हकीकत है, कदमों में तेरे।
अस्सलामु अलैकुम वरहमतुल्लाहि वबरकातुह। रिस्पेक्टेड लिसनर्स ऑफ मरकज़ सहाबा, द वॉइस ऑफ अहले सुन्नत वल जमाअ, वी वेलकम यू टू दिस प्रोग्राम। The day today is the 20th of Rabiul Akhir, 1446. Our guest is Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Dawud Barakatuh. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Our topic today is on Umrah. Mufti Saab, what is the meaning of Umrah and where is it mentioned in the Quran Sharif?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, today is the 24th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. This week, Saturday night, we must scan the sky and look for the new moon. It's more than 27 hours old, so it should be easily sighted, inshaAllah. And then Sunday will usher in the month of Jumad al-Ula, and that means we have 4 months left for Ramadan Mubarak, inshaAllah. See how time is going. What is the lughatan, the literal meaning of Umrah in the dictionary lexicon? It means ziyara, to visit. Where is it mentioned in the noble Quran? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 2, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 196, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. You see, when you study the Ahadith Kitab, Bukhari Sharif, Riyadu Salihin, Mishkat Sharif, three different authors, everyone a master in his field. Imam Bukhari, Rahimahullah, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. Allama Nawawi, Rahimahullah, A'lamun Nas, Bibadhabi Shafi'i, Abad al-Imam Shafi. One of the greatest scholars of the Shafi'i school after Imam Shafi'i was Allama Nawawi. And he only lived for 45 years basically, you know, never got married, but what a contribution he made. Mishkatul Masabi by Allama Tabrizi, Khatib Tabrizi and all of them, you see, that it's a masterpiece book, you know, with a book I really love. So if you see each one of them, Innamal A'malu Bin Niyat, that's how they started their great compilations. So what is this verse telling us? Chapter 2, verse number 196. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. Complete your hajj, your umrah, only, solely, exclusively for the love, pleasure and for the sake of Allah. Today we say 2 million people perform hajj. We say 30 million people perform umrah in Ramadan only. But why there's no change in the ummah? Why? Because 90%, 80% of the ummah go catch a holiday, just go for time passing, shopping, and just to kill time and so forth. That lillahi, that ikhlas is gone very, very down. We don't say absolutely, but from 100%, 90%, 80% is gone to 10, 20, 15, 5% like that. You know, a person got a car, you got bright lights, you got fog lights, you got intelligent lights, then you go down to dumb lights, then you go to park lights, so that's where we are now. Understood? So that is the big lesson here. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. So remember, if you do for Allah's sake, then you will see the barakat, the khairat, the goodness, everything. How my father, rahimahullah, he performed one hajj in 1963. My mother came second time also. We took her, alhamdulillah, 92 or 91, around there. 91 was my mother, 92 was mother-in-law. Or the other way around. No, first was 91 my mother, then 92 my mother-in-law. So anyway, so like that it was. So she performed two. So in 63, they perform Hajj with beloved parents, the Hajj on a Friday. And then from then till his demise, 82 Ramadan, he never missed the Salat, you see. So that I can tell you, because I know. So this type of, so see that how many people can say that today they perform Hajj and after Hajj they never miss the Salat. You understood? So, just carry on, come back, come on. You understand? As they were before Hajj, as they were before Umrah, they come back after 1 week, they're back to normal again. You understood? So that is a sign, not of Qabuliyat, that is a sign of rejection, Aliyazu Billah, Allah protect us. So therefore, I gave the three examples, Imam Bukhari's work, Bukhari Sharif, Allama Nawawi, Riyadu Salihin, Allama Khatib's work, remember in Mishkat Sharif. So everything, whether it's our worldly or whether it's our mundane affairs or our religious spiritual affairs, always check our intention, our motive, our niyat. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. In Urdu we have a wonderful saying, you know, JC niyat vs baraka. I mean, I was in Darul Uloom, Newcastle, you know, from 81, just say Newcastle 81 to 2001, January to January. So every year when we should start teaching and all that to the students, so we say, see, innamal a'malu bin niyat, is not for you students only. It's for me also as a teacher, and it's for all of us. So whether I'm a director, I'm a trustee, I'm a teacher, I'm a principal, whatever I am. So everyone has to visit, recheck and revisit his intention and motive. I told you before, Imam Malik Rahimullah was in Madinah Munawwara. So this will take long with this whole series. I want to do the whole thing. That Umrah and then Makkah and then the places to visit. There's a lot of things there. Then Madinah and Madinah Munawwara and the places and Masjid Nabawi. And then we go to Aqsa and that. Because why? We must prepare the people for November, December. So many people going here and there. So to motivate them, if you're going, so you must know what it is to go for Umrah, what it is to go for Ziyarat in Medina, to go to Aqsa al-Mubarak, like that. That is the aim and purpose of all this exercise.
Mufti Sahib, how many times did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform Umrah?
The best book on this topic that I found, remember, is Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sheikhul Hadith, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu's work, and Allah accepted him. His last Ramadan i'tikaf was in South Africa, then Ramadan 81. Allah's fiddle, we were there for the last week, you know. So Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Tutla Sahib, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, they were the main players to bring Hazrat here, Hazrat Sheikh here. Our Mawlana Muhammad Gardi, Hafidahullah, he's there in White River. So he was one of the main people. If you get more Gardi in a good mood, if you get him in a wrong mood, he won't tell you much. But you get him in a good mood, he'll tell you everything, you understood? A to C, what happened, how it happened, and so forth and so on. So mashallah, you must remember, they all played. He went before Hazrat came. Hazrat told him that I'm coming there, what are you doing here? He said, no Hazrat, you need one Dalil in front. He was very close to Hazrat Sheikh, you know. So he tell Hazrat, you need one Dalil, you need one Rehman in front, mascot. So I'm there. You see, Kusham thinking, you see, and that's alhamdulillah. Hazrat loved him, you know. There's White River. When Hazrat came in 1981, there was no masjid, madrasa, nothing there, you must remember that. So Hazrat told him, Chupke, say, come here. I want to come to your place. So he wants you to say. Say, okay. But in his mind, he said, what would we show Hazrat? There's no masjid, there's no madrasa, there's nothing there. Then, you know, when Hazrat Sheikh go, there's another 100, 200 ulama and awliya and so many things. They do charter one plane or two planes. From there, Durban to Nelspruit, you know, and so I asked him the whole story. I said, what happened? Say, then Hazrat went and made dua, Ya Allah, Ya Masjid Banale, Ya Allah, Ya Hamadaris Banale. He said, around that whole area, 300, 400, 500 madrasas came about. Townships and here and there and everywhere. And this and that. And the masjid is there, the Qabristan is there, and everything is there. So it's like a small like town, you know. If you go, it's very interesting. You've been White River?
No.
It must go, very interesting. December is leave for you, so mashallah. Go that side there. Eastern Transvaal, that's the old name. When I came from Karachi, stood 80, end of 8th November. November, December holiday. Then 81 we started teaching. Now December came, now it's long holiday, 6 weeks. You know those days how it was, 6 weeks. I don't know now how many weeks there. Anyway, so now I tell my wife, I must take you somewhere. So they say, where are we going to go? First holiday I took her, 81, because she's from Natal, Durban. I said, we go Eastern Transvaal. You see? So we went all this, Barberton, Nelspruit, and then Leidenburg, Kruger Park side, all those types, then all these type of things there. Now our families are all there also now. So nowadays a lot of, but that time there were hardly any family, very little. So like that, but very beautiful, White River and lot of all these places. So in December and that, you get all the mangoes and that, excellent it is, remember that. So anyway, from where to where we went for the Umrah lesson, we landed up right in White River, you understood? So we're speaking about the best book on this topic. So Hazrat Sheikh Nawarullah Umar Qadahu wrote, and when I went to Chipata, Hazrat Mohan Abdul Rahim Mutala Rahimahullah, first time I met him, we spoke. Then he said that now when you're going, I'm coming with you to the border. I got nothing to do with him after Kuchmidei. So the students were surprised. Then he told me, you must promise me, next time you come, you're going to stay here by me 3 days, three nights. I said, take care. I promise you. Before I could go, next time, Hazrat passed away. Wattakala ila rahmatillah. You understand? So Allah. So he told me the Ajib thing. I met the other brother there in Blackburn. You understand? Ma Yusuf Mutala. Both were beloved to Hazrat Sheikh. Nawar Allah wa Qadu. Anyway, so he told me when Hazrat Sheikh wrote that kitab, he wrote it in 3 days. He said Hazrat would hardly sleep. Me and your Mozai, it took us 3 years, we will still not finish. Such a, in Arabic, huh? Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Urdu one, the taqariz, is written by Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah, and the translation is done by Mawana Yusuf Ludhianwi. So Hazrat bin Nuri was Sheikh, Sheikhul Mashayikh, and Yusuf Ludhianwi, we met him so many times, we were studying there. So he used to wear lungi, lot of, very qabil, very. So he translated it in Urdu, you see. So all of them passed away. So if you want, you must read that book. Then there you will find the following. Umrah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made 4 times ihram for Umrah. 6th year, Zulqa'adah, the aborted Umrah. Came right till Hudaybiyah, and then now Hudaybiyah is called Shumaysiyah. These Saudis, instead of maintaining the proper name, they just change everything, you know. So that is how the first one. So that is outside the Haram. So remember, 7th year, Qadha. So that is in Zulqa'adah. So that is the Umratul Qadha. 1500, the same 1400, 1500 who went there to go again. Make Qadha. 8th year, so remember again Zulqa'adah. From where? After Fateh Makkah, after Hunain, after the Ghazwa Taif, then the Master alayhi salam came 30 kilos out of Makkah, Ji'irana. From there, Nabi alayhi salam. So 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, all in Zulqa'adah. You must remember that. And then from there, therefore, Al-Imam Shafi says the best place, say people are in Makkah now. They're already there, they made Umrah from Medina, wherever. Now they want to make another Umrah. Nafil voluntary. So where must they go? Imam Shafi say must go Ji'rana. Why? Fi'lun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hanafi say Tan'im. Why? Qawlun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isn't Nabi alayhi sallam said Hazrat Aisha there? To go with the brother Abdul Rahman? So see, that's how you get difference of opinion. On that issue, Hanafi gave preference to Qawlun Nabi, the speech Mubarak of the Master. Shafi gave preference to what? To the fair Mubarak. What you will say, Imam Hazrat Mohana, Imam Zahid, Dhamma Barakatuh. Which one you think is better, academically?
Masjid Tan'im.
I will say Ji'rana. It's Fa'lun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it's ikhtilaf of awaliyat and afdaliyat. You mustn't make it an issue. It's just, I want to test you, you understood? You must test the student sometimes. Is he thinking or not? Understood? So Fa'lun Nabi is very great also. So anyway, it's ikhtilaf. This is all afdaliyat, awaliyat, you understood? So that is, you've got an aim. But what we must do, you see, this is a masla. We must encourage the people to go to Tan'im. So find it near. The bus go 5 riyal and 10 riyal, right? Understand? And taxis also, every day and night they're moving there. But at least once in your lifetime, like you made now 2 umrahs or 5 umrahs or 2. So next time you go, Hazrat Mohana Zahid, Dawarkatum, you must go to Ji'rana. But you must make an agreement with the taxi guy, Zahab Iyab. round trip. There's no taxis there. There's no bus there. But the facilities are perfect. So how many times I took people, the Mota tell me, first time in my life I'm coming here. I say, how many umrahs you made? They say 10, 15. You see, that is the point also I'm making. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made umrah from there and we just neglected it. I mean, how's that now? And you're making 5-10 umrahs. That's not right. Understood. So we must try and follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You see, translation, Fattabi'uni immaculately. And kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. So how many we got so far? 3 times, isn't it so? 6th year, 7th year, 8th year. Then on this day is Ijma. Kana Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qarinan. The Master alayhi salatu salam in Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj, was qarin. Qarin means you make Umrah and Hajj in one ihram, like, you know, you don't come out of ihram. So you must remember that he was qarin. So there, Umrah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Medina Munawwara 25th of Zulqa'dah, in the 10th year of the Hijrah. Arrived in Makkah on the 4th, remember, of Zulhijjah. You got it?
Sweet.
So on that Sunday, then 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th. So that 8th was Thursday, so they had to leave now to Mina and so forth. So then you must remember, so Qiran means Umrah and Hajj both were done, you must remember. So that's how you get 4 Umrahs. And Hajj, Nabi alayhi salatu salam performed 1 only. Ba'd al-Farida, after it became farz and compulsory. Walillahi ala nasi hijjul bayti man istata'a ilayhi sabila. That ayat was revealed in the 9th year of the Hijrah. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, see, even here, big dalil for us, big proof for us, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Who is Amirul Hajjaj? Who is Amirul Hujjaj? Who is the leader of all the pilgrims in the 9th year? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. And who will be the mu'lin to make the announcements in the gullies and alleys of Makkah Mukarramah? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu. What is the announcement? La yatufanna bil bayti uryan. Nobody can start continue making tawaf here naked and dead. You know how they used to do those days. La yatufanna bil bayti mushrikun. No non-Muslims allowed here. Ba'da ami ma'da. After this year, the 9th year. So the Amir is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. The mu'lin, the announcer, the munadi is he, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu. So what that tells you also? The first Khalifa will be him. Saniya's name, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. So that is how. And before it became compulsory, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed 2 Hajj. You understand? Hajj is from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Ma min nabiyin illa waqad hajja. Remember that. In Sahih ibn Khuzaymah and all these type of books you will find that Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. You see these Arab guys. They say Minaini, Hind, India, Pakistan. But they say it mockingly. You understand? So I tell them, you also Indian and I'm also Indian. They get mad, you understand? I say, what Quran says? Ya Bani Adam. Allah says no, yes or no? So of course Allah says. I say, then in Sahih ibn Khuzaymah is mentioned, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, he made a Hajj min al-Hind. So anta Hindi, wana Hindi, wa kulluna Hindi. So they shut their mouth, they don't know what to say. You tangle them up properly, you know? And that's the guy. Yeah, you India, Pakistan, these days, and all this. Is there ta'assub, you know? They are being prejudiced and so forth. So he, Nabi Adam, from India, he made Hajj Mashiyan. You know how strong they were in those days, you must remember. If I look at my dada, my father's father, I never met him, obviously. He passed away in 31 and 30 and all that. So you must remember, but people, they tell me two things. They say I'm tall like him. He was tall and solid. And now you will know these places. So if you look at Khutflay to Villiers, you know Villiers, Khutflay. He used to go walking also sometimes. So no bicycle, just go walking. You see, or go to the station, you know, walking there. So meaning this, to walk daytime, nighttime, they were tough. You know? Now imagine this is our century. We're speaking of 30, now he was born, pastor in 30. So we're speaking about the 1915, 1920, 1925, all that. 100 years ago. So what about how many million years ago, 1,000 years ago? So how strong they were that time, you must remember that. Bukhari Sharif's riwayat, وَإِنَّ طُولَهُ سِتِّينَ زِرَاءً. I am 6 feet tall, he was 60 feet tall. the shorter and shorter we go, we must decide of Qiyamah that also. Isn't it so?
Hmm.
Yeah, so you must remember this kind of thing. So one Hajj, after it became compulsory. Two Hajj, when it was not compulsory. Four times Umrah, but three Umrahs were performed. The one in the sixth year was aborted Umrah. The Kuffar didn't allow Abu Sufyan, Khalid bin Walid, the others. They were not Muslims. That time Allah forgave them. They became Sahabi, radiallahu anhu. So remember, so that is what we should realize there. So we must study. It's good you're asking these kind of questions. So when we study the Hajj, we must learn it ala basirati. You see, and you must read that book. That book, I read it how many times? I have the Arabic copy and the Urdu copy. Masterpiece it is. You know, the beauty of that book is, if you read it two, three, Hazaji Nawarallah, Hazaji, Muhammad Asiullah Khan Sahib Nawarallah Marqadahu, he used to say, you mustn't read the kitab one time. When we went there in 77, so everybody told, get this book, Shariat wa Tasawwuf. One day I read it, I will tell Hazaji I read it. Hazaji Singh would read another three times. Doesn't she know? This guy just read fast. He don't understand also. Just to say, we finished now. So, no, go read another three times. Or read it another two times or make it three like that, you see. So that is how you must read. What is beautiful of that book? Every condition Nabi alayhi salam was during Hajjatul Wida, you will find. And you will find the mazahib. What the Shafi say, what the Maliki say, what the Hanafi say, Hanbali, all that you will find there. What they are kitab's reference. That is the beauty of it. You understand? So that is very good, excellent it is.
Mufti Sahib, what's the hukum regarding Umrah?
Umrah, according to majority scholars, is Sunnah. Some Imams, they say wajib, but we don't pass the fatwa on that. We say Sunnah. But there's great virtue. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith, if you look at it, you'll find Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad everywhere. Al-umratu ila al-umrati kafaratul lima baynahuma. You see, that one umrah to the next umrah is an atonement, kafara, it will erase the sins and all that. But if you read the whole hadith, then in the ending is mentioned, idajtunibatil kabair, provided the people abstain from the major sins and vices and so forth. You see, so it's not like blanket, I don't remember. But anyway, al-ummaru wal-hujjaju wafdullah, the people who are performing Umrah, Hajj, they are the guest of Allah. In sa'aluhu, so if they ask Allah Ta'ala, fa'ajabahum, Allah Ta'ala will respond to them. Go open the fazail of Hajj, Hazrat Shaykh, you will find all these ahadith there, and so forth and so on. So remember, it's a great honor, Duyufur Rahman, if you go as a guest for one prime minister, president, and king, how honored you will feel. Yeah, we are the guest of who? To you for Rahman, the guest of Almighty Allah, Jalla Allah. Umrah can be any time through the year, besides that few days of Hajj. And Hajj, specific days, and you must go there and all that. So Hajj will mean, Al-Qasdu ila Mu'azzamin. You must make intention, you're going to a very holy, sacred place. You understand? So that will be Hajj intention, so you must remember that. So the literal meaning and so forth. So that is what. But you see, the Umrah, today we lost this. That is our problem. Because why? Our hearts, like myself, the last time I made Umrah was when? 2020. Why? Because after that you're covered and all that nonsense came and all that, you see. So, and then this MBS came. Now you see all the haram things he's doing, so my heart also is not. You must, when you go there, you mustn't get involved in all this. You know. Now, everywhere you go, just see haram, you know. What is the... So, 2030 is advertised in the haram. Ru'ya to Ishreen wa Thalathin. Inside the haram. Friday I was there in Joburg. Person said, I just came back. Now, inside the Masjid Nabawi is advertised and everything. Makkah, I saw those days already. But our people won't see it because they know how to read Arabic, majority of them. They think maybe it's one dua or something. You know how simple our people are. Ru'ya to Ishreen wa Thalathin and so forth. So, like that. So the lesson we must learn is this, that these people are destroying the Islam and so forth. So Quran says, Surah 22, verse 32, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ. When you show utmost reverence, respect to the symbols, landmarks of Allah, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That's a sign you got taqwa. Now if you go there, now everything is there. So you're going to speak, then they lock you up. So just rather you stay at home. make dua. Allah give them hidayat. If there's no hidayat, Allah decimate, destroy them. So that is what you should do. It's the best thing, you know.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab. Inshallah, we'll continue with the series next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.